Fit for life. Your biblical pathway to success. Make this year your best year by studying to show yourself approved. Join us in our new Fit for Life classes to follow your biblical pathway to success. This is a class for everyone, whether you are a new believer or a mature believer. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. in the Fit for Life class.
About resurrection power and what it means. And like I said, Pastor Wanderson's going to teach the same topic next week, and he'll come at it from his own life experience and everything. The one scripture I had, it's one that comes to my mind all the time, because I think like all of you, we all live in that resurrection power. Sometimes we don't even know it, that that's what we're doing. But if you had to choose, like if you had two things, like, Lord, heal me. Thank you, Lord, you've healed me. You can kind of tell which one of those is living in resurrection power. Because one is you have the power. You know you have the power. You know it's there and it's available and you can use it. You have the authority to use it. And the other is just asking. Good morning, Pastor Nancy. Good morning. So John 14:12 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. I think that just kind of sums it up about living in resurrection power. Think of all the things that Jesus did, all the healings, the miracles, the pulling gold coins out of fish's mouths, all of the things we read about in the New Testament. And he says, we're going to do greater things because he goes back to his Father again. That's pretty amazing. I mean, don't y'all agree? That's pretty amazing. I mean, that's almost unbelievable that we're going to do greater things than that. And yet, we tend to live in a limited way in this world all the time. I can't really just stand there with those glasses on. Everything's wavy. But we tend to live in limits all the time. I don't know about y'all, but I have issues in my life. I have things that I deal with every day. Y'all may not have the same issues. You may have different issues. I have health concerns and health things that I deal with every day. I tend to be short of breath, trying to find out why that is. I think it's my thyroid, but I don't know what it is. But, you know, those things you live with every day, and you think, why am I having to deal with that? Why do I have to deal with that? I have a son who's 40, or I think he's 40. He was born in 1985. Okay, he'll be 40. That just found out he's probably diabetic. And his father died of diabetes. And then, I mean, you start these things you deal with every day. I mean, I don't know about y'all, if you have issues with jobs or family or finances or just challenges in a day, in every day. Probably has children and Wanderson to take care of. That's a big challenge. How do you apply resurrection power to those kind of things? I mean, literally, how do you? How do you tell even new Christians, what does that mean to live in resurrection power? And it's all the things that everybody said a minute ago. It's all those things. But we have to know it. We have to read it. We have to understand it. It has to be revealed to us, because otherwise it's just words on a page. Like you said, it's just words on a page. But it doesn't change your life. But the resurrection power changes your life, especially if you understand it. And you know it, and you acknowledge it, and every day you bring it down, because you do have to pull it down into your life every single day. You know, I can't do anything about my son's health. So that's always, you know, how does resurrection power, how do you deal with that, with resurrection power? Well, I can't control that. I can't control what happens with that. But I can constantly and continuously speak life over him, because I have the power to do that. I can lay hands on him, because the word says when I lay hands on somebody that they are healed. So I can constantly and consistently do that. All of that's part of the resurrection power that we live in every single day. Also in Romans 8:37, I can almost read it. Let me make sure. Yep, Romans 8:37. And this is part of resurrection power also. It says, yet in all these things, We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we tend to live in these limitations, or we think, you know, that, well, it's limited. I can't do anything about that or whatever, but we're more than conquerors. So if you have to go back to the word, what does being a conqueror mean? How do you conquer something? It means you do what?
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a battle, because conquering means there's something going on that you have to beat or win or get rid of or take care of or deal with, even in a way or whatever. So if we're even more than conquerors, that's resurrection power, being more than conquerors. Italita, our little superstar singer. So that's even resurrection power. There's so many ways you can talk about resurrection power and living in resurrection power. And I feel like and understand that this group understands that. There's not any, you know, new people in here to have to explain that to. But I do appreciate y'all, the interaction and the input, because just like you were talking about, Laura, that we need to know each other's stories. I told Rhonda, do y'all know Rhonda Norsworthy? She just started working in the office with me part-time. She is a real joy to have around, and she's very smart. She has skills, which I really like, because I can say, can you do this? And she goes and does it and says, here. And I'm like, oh, good, thank you. So I like that she has skills, but she's very quiet and unassuming. And I've forgotten what I was going to say about Rhonda Norsworthy. I started thinking about all her good things and her skills. The skills impress me. Maybe it'll come to me in a minute. But, I know what it was. So I was telling her, because I'm frequently out of breath. It's something I deal with. It's one of those things that limits me that I don't think should limit me. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what to do. But it limits me sometimes, or I feel like it does. And so I was explaining to Rhonda, because she's new with me in the office up there and hasn't been around me, and I'm always huffing and puffing. Like right now, the more I talk, you can probably tell I'm a little short of breath. So as I'm explaining things to her, I'm getting short of breath and short of breath, and she's looking at me concerned, like, is she going to pass out, or do I need to call somebody or whatever? So I just had to explain to her. I actually had part of my lung removed 2 years ago. I had lung cancer, had a big old fat tumor in my lung, and the doctor nonchalantly said, oh, it's no big deal, we'll cut that part of your lung out. And I'm like, okay, are you sure? And he said, yes, you'll be fine. Thankfully I am fine. But so I had to tell Rhonda that, and Rhonda said, okay, now I know how to pray. So it is so important, like you were saying, for us to know each other's stories so we do know how to pray, because I can pray generally for all of you, but if I know something specific that's going on in your lives or whatever, and y'all know something specific in my life, we all know how to pray for each other. Because of that resurrection power, those prayers are powerful prayers from believers. The believers' prayers are, like I said, you can lay hands on people and they will get well. The word says that you can lay hands on them. You can speak life. I speak life over my husband and my children every day, especially on Shabbat. I have lit those candles every Friday night since I started coming here when he first taught on Shabbat. I've been lighting those candles and praying over my family. Those are powerful prayers. That's living in resurrection power. Even though the Sabbath came from the Old Testament, it's all, you know, it was all a story of the Old and the New Testament together. We all know that now, which I didn't before. In the Baptist church, they don't talk about Israel. They never talked about replacement theology. It was just never mentioned, like it was a non-event or whatever. But it has so much to do with the resurrection power. What happened then and what happened, you know, at the cross has a lot to do with resurrection power. So Easter is coming up next week. We've always advertised that service as Resurrection Sunday, because that is the real title of it. So I don't know if you'll see this year, we're advertising it as Easter, Resurrection Sunday. And that's because we realized, you know, we live in a digital world. People are on social media, they're on websites, they're on the internet, they're, you know, all of that. And they're not looking for resurrection. They're not looking for places to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. They're looking for an Easter service. We want those people to come in and learn about the resurrection and have that resurrection power like we all know and we all have. So if you see the Easter, it's on purpose. If you see the Easter eggs in the lobby, it's on purpose. We thought about that a lot and made that decision that the Easter eggs are okay because we're giving them to people who are familiar with that and who, when they're searching for Easter and they're used to seeing eggs. And there's an invitation in the egg to come to our Easter resurrection service. So if you see those things, it is all about the resurrection. We're just trying to reach the world. So however we have to reach the world is how we're going to do it, because the resurrection is the reason that we're all here and the reason why we don't give up and the reason why we do have hope every day and we live in that hope. It's that resurrection power. And we are more than conquerors. So we're more than able just to, not even just to beat or win or whatever, even more than that. I mean, if you even just let your mind just wander sometimes, what does that mean, more than a conqueror? How can I be more than a conqueror? And just let your mind go. The Lord will reveal it to you, because we can read the words more than a conqueror, and they're just words. But the Lord, if you open your heart and ask, the Lord will reveal to you what that means. And to me, the living and resurrection power, that's one of the best descriptions of it, is that we're more than conquerors. And we have that power inside of us. And so, yes, the world is going to throw things at us. Like it says in John 16:33, yes, there's going to be trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. He's already overcome the world. And that's where we have to live. Whatever's going on, and it's so hard sometimes when there's battles and things are coming against you, it can be hard. It can be hard to live in that resurrection power. But it's one thing I tell my sister all the time, who tends to live in a spirit of fear all the time. I told her about that verse in 2 Timothy that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Or maybe it's 1 Timothy, I don't know. God didn't give us that spirit of fear. So if he didn't give it to us, guess who did? And so that's not what we want to follow. If God didn't give it to us, we don't want to follow it. We have a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And I don't care if you have to say it and repeat that to yourself 100 times a day or 250 times a day. Keep doing it. Yes, keep saying it. Keep speaking that and speaking that and speaking that over yourself and over your loved ones, even your coworkers. I work with good people. I work with Pobly. I work closely with Pobly, and I love her. Some people don't get to work in the environment that I do. Some people work in a secular setting where they could care less about the Bible or morals or values or anything like that. You have to talk that every day. You have to speak life and speak that resurrection power over you every day, because it is what controls every single part of our lives. I think that's really all I had today. Does anybody else want to share anything else about resurrection power? About Easter? Today's Palm Sunday also. Palm Sunday. And so that's that was the kind of the beginning of it. Riding in on the donkey. And they all knew that he was the Savior, that he had come to save them. I think that's and Pastor Larry teaches on that. Today he's going to be teaching on Purim, because it's also Purim. But I love it when he teaches on Palm Sunday, because it's you sing those songs, Hosanna, but until you understand really that whole story about all that and what it was about, the Lord starts to reveal that to you. You have to be open to the Lord revealing it to you. You all know that. You have to be open, because I never knew I needed to have anything revealed. I read the words. I knew the words. I can quote the words. I looked up a scripture this morning and I Googled it. Do y'all ever do that? Which scripture says this? And I did that. And I do that all the time. But I know the Bible. I've read it. I've read it completely through many times. And I read it all the time. I also get, have y'all ever heard of Small Straws in the Wind by Marsha Burns? I get that every day. Well, my husband sends it to me. He's subscribed to it. And so every day there's that word. And I'm not kidding you. Every day that word is meant for me. I'm sure they write it exactly for me every day because it is just, you know, tells me every day something I'm dealing with. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And then you can kind of calm down when you get that word. So the word is definitely part of the resurrection power. And you have to know the word. You have to be in the word. You have to read it. You have to ask for revelation. And it has to be a constant in your life. One of the examples I used last time I taught a class on reading your Bible. I never was a reader until I got pregnant the first time when I was 21 or something. And then I read a book, and then I've never stopped. I've read thousands of books now, I think. I mean, I just constantly read. I don't have as much time to read now, but I do still read all the time. But my favorite was like murder mysteries. Loved reading those. But after a few years, man, that stuff started getting in my head. And I would hear a noise because I'm home by myself a lot. And I would hear a noise, and I would think, that is a serial killer out there. And I bet you he saw me at the grocery store and put it. All these things are like going through my mind. And so my point about that was, and I quit reading them years ago. My point about that was, imagine if you read the Bible so much that the first thing you think of is what John 14:12 says, or what Romans 8:37 says, or what the scripture in Timothy says about fear. Imagine if you are so immersed in this that even when these things come against us every day, these battles, these challenges come against us, the first thing you think of is the answer. And it's because of that resurrection power. So it's something we all know and something we all do. And sometimes we're maybe not aware that we're living in that or that we're doing that or saying that or whatever. But it's all resurrection power, though.